I'm George, formerly known as a God-fearing Appalachian woman.
Hello, my name's Samantha, and if you see a woman convulsing sporadically on the ground, that's me.
Are you hard of hearing? Why are you whispering?
Because you started whispering.
No, no.
Just continue.
No.
Just continue.
Okay. Today, we find ourselves back in the boardroom to update.
Restate.
Agitate.
Resuscitate.
And truncate the current academic curriculum. Anne Hathaway is on notes today. Thank you, Anne.
Everyone's presence is noted, so welcome to
the Curriculum Revision Committee. Hold for applause.
Thank you.
I'll put it in the front. It's okay. Okay, so welcome. This Hello. Is clearly something. We're not usually like this. Boy, do we have a story to tell.
We do.
I don't know if you've opened the news recently, but it's not good. It's not good. The kids are in need. In fact, open the schools.
Yes.
And they've opened them and nothing has happened. So we are here. We're present.
Here we go.
To fix said curriculum with pitches. And then we have other things. And that's how this is going to go. And you're going to sit here because you have nothing to do. I know you, Anne. So, shall we start a pitch?
We may. Should I start first?
Go with your pitch.
Now.
I'm listening.
I'll show this to you. You'll see it on the screen. So, you know me. I'm not known for my, punctuality.
No, she's not.
You see, if someone tells me to show up at 3, they're lucky if they see me at 7 p.m.
They're lucky if you show up.
It's true. So naturally, I was given almost a month to work on my curriculum pitch, and I started working on it this morning.
Have you seen the movie 50 First Dates?
No.
The woman wakes up with daily amnesia, and they have to show her a video to remember her life.
It tends to
and
be
I
that
think
way.
If we did that to you with the schedule.
So we begin. How do we... Don't look. Don't look. How do we start it?
You press slideshow.
Okay, wait.
Have you never used a slide before?
No. How do you... View. Okay. So... Today, I present
to the
American Revision Committee why we should teach time management skills.
Fair.
A presentation by me, Samantha. Nice to meet you.
Wow, this is beautiful. Huh?
So,
American Revision Committee. Okay, we're in America. This is only for American people. Those who are in other parts of the world, other continents, such as North America, South America, Asia, Africa, and Tallahassee, they can no longer participate.
You see, because the reasoning why was because when we were brainstorming, it was supposed to be the American Curriculum Revision Committee.
You're joking! I don't know what!
So I heard through the grapevine. Anyways, so why we should teach time management skills to the youth.
Okay. I'm listening. I'm sat.
Number one. George will get angry with you. It's because I was rushing.
She's illiterate.
I was on the train.
George, yes.
George will get angry at you, which was the one thing motivating me to do this. Because people will get angry with me, like.
People have lives, you know. I hate that. I really do. It bothers me. If I say I'm going to be somewhere at 5 o'clock,
yes,
and I'm there at 5 o'clock,
and I understand,
it's an irk.
I understand.
It's having respect.
No, it's true.
No, it is exactly that.
Thank you.
No, that's... What the fuck? What the fuck? Your pitch to the Institution of International Education Facilities is we should teach time management.
I'm just like...
You're fired. You're fired.
So this was...
Cue the trap door.
So I lied. There was more.
No, my God.
I got you. So the thing was, is that this morning was like 7. I was on the train and I was like, let me do these 3 white slides with a mistake in the word with. And I was like, okay. And then in class, like, I'm actually going to do this. Now, I lied.
That's so stupid.
I got you. So I was in my structural class today, falling asleep because...
What is structural?
Structural engineering. I make sure the building isn't full.
They put you in charge of that.
It's me.
Personally, I wouldn't let Germans in charge of any major infrastructure for at least another 50 years.
That happens. I understand. But I was falling asleep because I hadn't slept. And then I'm going,
Okay, well.
Oh my god. What the fuck?
How do you make this full size?
Present. I don't know. Do you have?
So
she came with. She has multiple pitches.
I do have multiple pitches. You see, this is.
These are actual pitches. Like these are.
Look, Kita, it's moving.
It's animated.
It's moving too. I got it. Look, it's a little.
It's powerful. Moving. It's powerful.
So, you know, originally the text was supposed to be your mental health matters, like the benefits of sleep. Okay, so
your mental health doesn't matter.
Yes. So, as I was falling asleep in this class from my 4 hours of sleep last night, I think to myself, what are the benefits of sleep deprivation? I think
Wait, before we start, what do you sleep?
What? When do I sleep?
What? Like
what? What's that? Like, I don't understand.
I got lost. How often? I thought what was how what? Often?
It's like maybe, what if I get lucky? If I get lucky, I could be indefinite.
She's sleeping
during,
right now.
During finals, there were like 4 days, 10 hours of sleep over the course of 4 days. I saw God. I became God. That's how bad.
They modernized you. Yes, there is a Samantha statue outside the library.
Yes. So I think to myself, the youth needs to learn the benefits of sleep deprivation. It's true. Because it will happen. Look at me. Look at you. This is why we're here. Actually, it was one of George's manic episodes, and this is what led us to here. My mother's spamming me, so we're gonna have to deal with that later. But so I think to myself, okay, how can I give them a list of formal statistics with proof as to why they should just stop sleeping?
Stop sleeping.
Like, just deprive them.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. So, oh, there's
number one.
It's not fun day.
It's like doing drugs without having to spend the money. You know when you hit a point of such delirium where you just start seeing things in your parallel vision?
Schizophrenia.
Yes. Yes. Without spending the money. It's like drugs.
Who the fuck is that? you see, for all the strictly audio listeners, you won't get the delights of the visuals, which I could only describe right now to the blind and the current people not watching. A whale in a wicker basket.
True. A whale threatening to jump off the balcony. Now, the bad reasons for drugs, naturally, is you lose brain cells. You also lose money. You imagine being addicted. Gross. Anyways.
No.
Couldn't be me.
Look, I understand addiction is a huge problem, yes. Strictly in America. Just. I understand it's a huge problem. So is infrastructure.
So, good reason.
We lost your mind. Drugs.
Drugs, yes. We were interrupted.
Again.
Yes.
Ice was back.
Yes.
This time they brought a bazook.
Yes. So, now before I move on to the next page, The reason why I took this picture was because we were on a trip and then George was there and we were playing cards and we almost lost him. We almost lost a good person.
I'm an addict. No, I'm joking.
By the way, I would like to just preface that the number is wrong.
Wrong.
Reason number one was reason number two now. So,
you see, someone sleep deprived me. What the fuck is this?
I just want to let you know that I don't know what's coming next either. I mixed up all the slides. So, number five.
What's the fifth reason why you think we should
sleep deprive ourselves? So, it's fun when you get attention and people ask you if you're tired or if anything's wrong and you can talk about yourself.
Oh my god, that's so real.
It's another reason to talk about yourself.
People love that. Have you realized that?
No.
People are like coming to the door like, hi. How are you? And you go, I'm good. How are you? They're like, oh, do I have a story to tell you? And it's like, go home.
Yes. But it's just like now it's like natural because it's like they're coming to you. So, you know, it's just because we're not narcissistic. So reason number three, it enhances your creativity. Sleep deprivation can enhance your creativity because scientifically, the delusions happen to a new part of your brain, I think. And I did my research for this. You jiggle that.
What the fuck? What are we jiggling? Tell me.
We're jiggling our prefrontal cortex, maybe even. Trying to say this word, the hippocampus. The parts of the brains.
How fat does your prefrontal cortex has to be for you to have a fat prefrontal cortex? Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Now,
do you have that good prefrontal cortex? I personally got a BBL on my prefrontal cortex. True. They took the fat from my amygdala and injected it into my prefrontal cortex. That's why I look swollen a lot of the times.
true. It's true. Now for.
Can you give us any information about the hippocampus? No.
Fair. I did one Google research. What does
that scientific?
Yeah. What part of the brain does your delusions affect? And it said the hippocampus, and I was like, I believe it.
I can't be. It's real.
Yes.
I believe.
Now I took, as you can see, I didn't have time to crop it out. The poor thing. This is a picture of us in Greece. George was so sleep deprived. He was watching a video with his eyes closed.
I saw it.
Yes. Which may, if the slides are right, which they're not, it may lead us to the next one, which is, it wasn't right. No. Anyways,
we'll get to that one after. We're back to why.
So, I didn't even know I spelled them. So I said, so many things to do at night. Yes, it was not supposed to be that. A project you procrastinated, sure. Your favorite ex text? Yes,
please.
Staring at your ceiling? Yeah. A booty call to yearn for? Do it.
Do it. Why not?
Do it. A manic episode? Yes. That was supposed to be George's many manic episodes. So, do this podcast.
It's true.
Now, this is also George sleeping on the train, and I got him.
Got him. I look good, huh?
Yes.
I look good unconscious.
Yes. No, this is me.
Who are the people in the back?
I didn't get a chance to edit that out.
I like it.
So it allows for deeper emotional connections with yourself and your friends. George and I now understand each other as guns on more levels than just one.
When you reach nirvana, after a couple of days without sleep, you've reached this level where you're like, that's God.
Yes.
you reached this
level.
No, but it's true because you know in the 70s when everyone was joining cults?
Yes.
They weren't believing in God. They just didn't sleep.
No,
they
I think
they just went feral.
They just, it was a hangout.
It was true.
It's definitely just a hangout. But also it's like throughout our trip last summer where we were with each other for like 3 weeks straight, we just were the worst.
I agree.
Being Satans to each other. But now I feel like that made us stronger. Many people.
You know,
what?
Do you know that iceberg?
Yes.
What's his name?
There's a name.
No.
It's an iceberg. No.
I would like to introduce you to Jeff the iceberg. This is Jeff.
What's his name?
He's small on top and big on bottom. No, there's like a Freudian iceberg where it's like your inner self.
Oh.
It's like.
Yes.
There's going to be a picture here. There's like a car on top. Let's try to explain it. We have no idea. We have a computer in front
of us. Oh, yeah. So.
It's like your true self, the self you put out to the world. Then under and kind of in the water.
Fat.
No, it's like. It's
fat.
It's like the self that you know to be true about yourself, but you don't show to others.
Oh.
And under the water, it's like the self you don't even know you have.
Oh.
And you could uncover that very easily. Just don't go to bed.
By just not sleeping, which is what I think is very important to know for the youth.
Just don't go to bed.
Now, this is the worst picture of me that's ever been taken in my life. And I felt because I was spamming you, it was only fair.
Are you in grade one? Are you tired? Don't give a shit. Go work. What are you doing?
Get a job. Put this energy in a job. That's another thing. So many more hours in the day.
Oh my God.
Get a job.
Not enough hours.
There you go. So
think of the meals you can have.
We can put this picture in our geography segment, I think.
Fair. Fair.
Now, if you fall asleep in class, perfect. You're learning twice the amount of work because you have to learn it again.
That's true.
I wrote this in class right after I fell asleep for an hour. And I said, that's great. It's a learning opportunity because it's like, I'm learning it twice.
I think it was Gandhi who said,
oh no.
Don't sleep.
Yeah?
I think.
That was it?
I think that's what he said.
And that's beautiful.
It's true.
Now, there may be one last one. I think there
could
is.
Be.
Now,
what the fuck?
It develops.
What the fuck?
Now,
it's a beached whale.
This is his cousin. Dennis, and we lost him on multiple occasions throughout.
His glasses are not on.
No, he was not there. So I feel like it develops your primitive instincts because you're forced against your will to stay on your toes at all times. So you become more powerful because you heighten a sense of awareness.
Kinaton. Oh my God. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage. Kinaton. She's a good time gal.
For the people who aren't Greek, it's Kinaton. It's just look at him. It's just, I don't know.
No, I genuinely believe this because sometimes I'll be sleeping.
It's a paranoia.
And I'm like, this is so unnecessary.
Yeah.
You know, are there animals that can sleep that don't sleep?
I'm sure. I'm sure. I don't know. I'm sure there are.
Fair.
Turtle? No, turtle, all it does is sleep.
This is not name of yet.
Sloth, giraffes.
Dog.
Okay, I think I'm done.
That's beautiful.
And then this was the rest of the template.
Well, there you go. If you want to download it, it's yours. No, I personally co-signed this pitch.
Yeah.
I think sleep is...
Thank you.
With those things, it's like 2023, sleep out.
Yes.
2024, in hallucinations.
Yes. Thank you. So, any commentary? Did we enjoy that?
Yeah, let's do closing statements.
Okay.
Closing statements. Why sleep when you could not? And now that you don't have to sleep, you have so many more hours. Time management.
There we go.
You're so lucky we gave you that class.
Yes. My closing statement. Thank you so much for taking the time to write this message. I appreciate your honesty. Unfortunately, I'm going to close this chapter of my life. Move on to better things.
I hope this email finds you well. and not in a panic.
Genuinely, we are good. Genuinely.
You know, once someone signed their outer email to me, don't forget to take a deep breath. And then I thought... Shit, am I not breathing? Do I look like someone who just doesn't breathe?
They know it's wrong.
That's funny.
Do we do your pitch next?
We can, or we can just wait. Because I think one pitch is enough.
Okay, then we just stare in this camera for 30 seconds.
We're going to go on a small break. It's a water break, actually. It's syndicated mandated. So, syndicated mandated.
What is it? Restate, resuscitate, and truncate.
And we'll be right back after this short break from our sponsors.
Thank you.
This episode of Curriculum Revision Committee is brought to you by Tassels. Everybody's a cowboy.
This message is brought to you by Apple. And that's the truth.
We are back in the boardroom. Thank you, Anne
Hathaway. Thank you so much for your time.
Now we are entering the next part, which is a creative writing class. Yes. And the creative writing class is called 1, 2, 3. I'm not familiar
with that. I think I'm not familiar with that.
I don't know that. We'll try again.
I don't know what you're
going to say. 1, 2, 3. I'm not familiar with that.
Now, should we explain the roots of this
title? Oh, I think we should definitely explain the roots of this title. So, if you are unaware, me and Samantha are Montreal-based. If this podcast reached you outside of the Montreal area, that's...
If it reached you inside the Montreal area, God bless you, honestly.
There's Plattsburgh.
Yes.
How would you explain Plattsburgh? Once I explained Plattsburgh, I was like, imagine a town where no one has teeth and then start taking away teeth.
Yes.
Because that's what's going on there.
Yes. I don't know how to explain. I genuinely.
Okay. It's just like a small mid-American town. It's a small American town right after the Canadian border towards New York. So it's in the state.
Yes.
But it's not New York vibes.
But it's like 2 minutes away from the border.
Yeah. It's
for people who want to cross the border without really crossing the border.
It's an in and out.
But it's like really the moment you cross the border, the energy shifts.
It's literally.
You
like,
know there's a sense of loss from once.
It's like you're driving and then the radio starts going crazy.
Yeah. Suddenly you're swerving. You don't know why. It's bad.
So we're in Plattsburgh and we left at 7:30. So it must have been like 8:30, 8:45. And then we get to the Dunkin' Donuts. Famously serving donuts. Famously. Some might say exclusively serving donuts.
Yes.
So we show up to this Dunkin' Donuts and...
Some might say Dunkin' specializes in his donuts. There's nothing else to specialize in. I'll just say it.
Yes.
Yes.
And we show up to this counter and the lady is standing there and this lady looks unhealthy.
Look, like, we're not going to perpetrate American stereotypes, but they look like they ate all the donuts.
If I walked in and there was no donuts left... And there's crumbs on her face.
Look,
I'm putting two and two.
We made a correlation. And I understand.
I'm putting two and two together. So I walk over and I'm like, hi. Welcome. Like, I was welcoming her to the Dunkin'. Yes. Because she didn't look like she knew what she was doing. And I was, am I boring you?
No. Sorry. I had something on my nails.
And I go in and I'm like, hi, can I have a black large coffee? And she goes, well, yes. Because this is a place for that.
Yes.
Hey, Cole. And I'll have a glazed donut. And she looks at me with a sense of bewilderment.
Yes.
And I'm like, a donut?
Yes.
And she goes, I'm not familiar with that. And I go, oh wow, this is the best interaction of my life.
And you know when something happens and you're just like, we're just smirking because we're like, we'll talk about this later
it's
on.
It's going to be a problem.
We're like, this is just so funny. And it's like to the point that George and I were pointing at the screen and we're going, the coffee run. Like, we're like, the coffee run, it's the donut. And they're looking. And at this point, she calls her coworker and they're both looking. They had to be fucking with us.
They really had to.
At that point, we deserved it. But like, they're both looking at, like this, with binoculars. And they go and they turn around. I don't understand.
Is the donut on this side?
Go, and I'm like, I see them behind you. I see them behind
The other one says, as if to justify this interaction I had, she's new.
Yes.
Like to Earth? Like,
I don't understand.
To what?
I don't understand. What is she new? And it was just the perfect experience to have 2 minutes into America. I really think.
I love it. So what we're doing now is we're stealing that quote and we're bringing it home. We're bringing it to the boardroom. Because we have creative writing. Me and Samantha are storytellers. We're legendary lyricists.
Yes.
Either alliterations.
Yes.
And we have slam poetry that this is something that we're not familiar with, or it's an idea that we would like you to be familiar with. Someone's not familiar. And if I'm not familiar, if I'm familiar and you're familiar, she's not familiar.
There you go.
The lady in Dunkin' Donuts. Yes. She's confused. I hope this reaches her. So I have my first one. I have no... I'm really excited about this. I really don't know.
Should I look away?
No, you can look. But don't look at the screen. You're not
embarrassed. Okay.
So...
Do I look into your eyes?
No, don't look into
the Okay, I'll look
at I'll read my slam poem.
Okay.
And...
Have you memorized
it? No, I haven't. I'm going to read it. And then we'll discuss. Okay. Because I have thoughts.
Okay.
So...
I can't make my comments throw.
You can laugh, but you can't do much else.
Okay. I'll just...
Yeah, snap. Okay. A new mother... Wow. Poem by George. Mother, mother, we all have one like no other. Mother, we may not be directly from her womb, but Lord knows we'll meet her in the tomb.
Wow.
Wait, the only problem is she doesn't serve. Wait, she may serve, but she doesn't serve. And so we must accept, defend, pretend. Like she possesses the vernacular.
Oh my God.
But lately, she possesses nothing that is spectacular. But wait, all she needs is a little more pizzazz. Yes. Something to make all the boys go mad. That's why I propose something, and I know it's blunt, but I think we should all rebrand the Virgin Mary as Mother Cunt. Take away the corset and take away the veil and give her a corset. Strap on a high heel. I'd endorse it. Wow. Instead of being sad on all her portraits, I'd surface like a yassified Mormon.
Wow.
That's why from now on, instead of saying, oh, mother, I funk, now you can say you are the one, thy mother cunt.
Wow.
I think that's beautiful.
That was. Thank you. That was beautiful.
Church is empty, and I know why.
That's
because no one is going anywhere. We know the aesthetics.
Yes,
we need to switch up the promo.
That's beautiful. Also, I would say needs to be part of the American Vision Committee. So
I would put this on the curriculum.
I would too.
Wouldn't you?
And sign it off.
And
come here.
Wouldn't you be so shocked if you walked into a church?
And the priest
said Mother Cunt instead of the Virgin Mary. Is she not?
She is.
She's the original.
She's that's just beautiful. I'm like almost brought to tears.
My favorite lyric is all she needs is a little more pizzazz. Talking about the Virgin Mary.
Yes. As she is. How did this come to be? Like, what was the inspiration?
Because I was in a church.
Like, was it Lord? it was
a divine. Lord? You know, he spoke to me, and this is what he asked. He directly asked me to go through this.
Wow.
It was exactly that. I just sat in a church, and I was like, we should rebrand her.
Are you serious?
Everyone should get a rebrand.
Wow.
Everyone of the biblical. They should release a new Bible, Taylor's version.
Yes.
Where it's just everyone's yassified.
Yes.
I think
rhymed it.
I rhymed it.
I did not rhyme mine.
Well,
mine was a continuous
sentence. Oh, it's a thought. It's more of a thought.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow. That's
Thank
beautiful.
You. Thank you. I really
I'm glad. I'm glad we came about to that. So any closing statements for this little sequence?
I think.
Yes.
Therefore I am.
Yeah.
She think. Therefore, she mother cunt.
There we go. There we go. I think that this should be part of, like, the biblical hymns.
Maybe. Wait, I added things.
You said it to yourself. Wait, like what?
I had to break up. It's truly beautiful.
I enjoyed that. I thoroughly enjoyed that. You want to hear mine?
I would love to hear yours.
So,
these are institutional.
Part of it is definitely copywritten.
I hope.
Because
we endorse copyright. We can't. We endorse plagiarism as long as the person you're plagiarizing is racist. Fair?
Okay.
There you go.
I'll take it. So, it starts off. This is the part that's... We know this.
Yeah, I'm listening.
So, you might recognize where this is from. What are you looking for? There's nothing here for us. I'm leaving in 30 minutes. Why is there a bride on stage? She's trying to kill us. I'm ready to pass. Tomato emoji. Tell the taxi Old Town. Bring me to the tavern. Do you have a condom? Tavern of Marina. Yes. One solemn or something. Speak freak to the taxi. Now this is the copy. I'm done with the copywritten part. Now who will drive us? What sins I pay for? Irini or Zafko? I go drunk chronicles as seen at Kerkira.
That's beautiful. That's really beautiful.
Yes.
If you don't know, I'm going to get you on something that you're going to integrate now into your daily life. If you are not at a club with your friends, pulling up the notes app,
yes,
and documenting it as if it's a lab report,
yes,
step by step, you're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
There's something that is vital.
Yeah.
You just have to do it.
It's just something about me finding this like a couple months later and just not knowing who texted.
No context.
I don't know who wrote what part, but I do remember there was a bride on the stage.
She was on the stage.
I remember there was a bride
on the
stage.
There's always a bride.
Yes.
That many people can't be getting married.
No.
People just dress up as brides and go.
And I don't know what it is about Greek clubs. God bless them. But they're not allowed to smoke. But everyone still smokes and it's humid.
You open
and it's just like yeah. It's like there's one person with one puff finishes the entire thing and lights the other cigarette with the end of it. It's like, it's efficient almost.
It's really,
but it's like a cloud of smoke collects.
They got it.
It gives you...
Okay, so... What have we learned? Yes.
Yes.
Thank you for coming. It was a ride. We hope that you didn't hate it. Enjoy is a... It's a big word.
Enjoy is a big word. I enjoyed it. I could say that.
I had a good time.
I had an amazing time.
Thank you. And we will see you in the future. How close is that future?
I don't know how. It's not looking. It's simply not looking.
It's not looking.
Yes. So, goodbye.
No, there's a speech we have to do, Samantha. Come on. This is a...
Oh, was there like a closing thing?
There's a closing statement.
Shit.
We would like to thank you so much for coming to this week's curriculum revision committee. We are now closer to revising said curriculum. And Samantha has something to say. She does.
Subscribe. My computer died. So subscribe to the channel and listen to the audio only version wherever you go.
See, she hasn't slept.
Yes, it happens. So wherever you get your fine podcast, thank you.
And if you are literate, and only if you are literate, you are allowed to leave a review. We will be grade checking them and returning grammatical feedback on all reviews.
There we go.
So thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.